It's such a friendly place.
And today's Focus programme is introduced by Jules Alderson.
Hospital Radio Norwich.
Thank you so much for joining us here today for this episode of Focus on Hospital Radio Norwich. Could I start by asking you to introduce yourself to us, please?
Yes, my name is Ben Allen, and I'm the marketing and PR manager here at Firstfood.
Today, we're going to be talking about the fantastic Christmas spectacular at Firstfood. For those in our audience who might not have heard about it before, could you introduce the show to us?
Of course. So the Firstfood Christmas Spectacular is one of Europe's biggest Christmas shows of its kind. We're an award-winning theatre show. It's a three-hour festive extravaganza of non-stop singing, dancing, music, comedy, and much more. It's all situated within an old farm shed in the middle of North Norfolk.
So when you say it's one of the biggest in Europe, or the biggest in Europe, how big are we talking?
So we have a cast of over 120 performers. That's singers, dancers, musicians, and speciality acts who all perform across a 130-foot stage. And the theatre itself can then seat 1,400 people every single performance. The reason we sort of say it's one of Europe's biggest Christmas shows of its kind is you won't find a stage as big as ours. And also we still have a 32-piece orchestra that are visible on the stage as well. And I should add, although it's a 130-foot stage, our cast also perform in the aisles, you know, basically all around the auditorium. No space is not used. So it is a really immersive experience.
Wow, so that's a huge number of people to organise. Could you tell us about how the show is brought together each year?
It's a year-long process. It all comes from our CEO, director and producer, John Cushing, who, to give you an example, this year started on the 13th of January, when everybody else is maybe tired of listening to Christmas music. We're working in the office, and then next door you can hear Christmas music playing out. So John will sit in his office and he will listen to hundreds and hundreds of songs and readings and all sorts of other musical arrangements, all from CDs. And he will basically start to piece out the show bit by bit. And all that. So, for example, all the CDs are laid out on the floor, exactly the kind of order that John envisions them being played out to the audience in. That takes a couple of months. So, like I said, from the 13th of January, and then sort of around the end of March, April time, John will then present his ideas to his production team, either in London or in Firstwood itself in North Norfolk. And that's sort of when the show really starts to get finalised, around April time, because then that's when the musical arrangements need to be done and auditions sort of and costumes need to start being planned. So from that point in April, that again, that's when the costumes are started to be discussed and designed from our costumes designers and team. The auditions start in around June, July time in London. So the dancers, for example, will be auditioned at Pineapple Studios over a two-day intense process, and then the singers elsewhere in London as well. So sort of by the end of the summer, the whole cast is then selected, ready for them to travel down to Norfolk in mid-September, where they will then start a six-week intense rehearsal process. And I say intense because it's about 6 days a week, and the days, you know, can be really long for them. Then the show officially opens. This year, for example, we opened on the 8th of November and we run shows every single day until the 23rd of December, which is, I think it works out with evening and matinee performances, about 78 shows. So yeah, we go right through till the 23rd of December. And then there's a couple of weeks break and then John will start the whole process again.
Wow, that's a huge, huge undertaking. For the performers, do many of them come back year on year?
Yes, we're very, very fortunate that a lot of them do come back year after year. You know, there are some singers that are in their 15th year, for example, or this year there was a dancer, our dance captain, that came back for a 10th year. Again, you have other performers that may be in it for a couple of years, they'll then have a year off and go and do something else. And then, for example, this year there's been a few returnees after a couple of years off. Yes, you do get a lot of people return. And some of those people actually as well, because they've loved their time in Norfolk so much, have actually completely changed their life and moved up to Norfolk as well. And then this becomes like a seasonal job for them as well. So But I should add, you know, that everyone does have to re-audition every single year. So it's not just a case of once you're in, you're in. You do have to re-audition every year. And we're very fortunate that we have a lot of cast that do come back year after year, because they do form friendships. And, you know, it is like a big happy family as well. So it's nice for them to catch up with friends that they may not have seen since the last season. So yeah.
You've mentioned already that there's a mixture of singers, dancers and a live orchestra. Could you tell us how the kind of blend of different styles is achieved each year? How is it decided what will be showcased?
Yeah, so I think kind of John Cushing has a kind of structure in his mind about how he wants the show to look and feel. The show does change every single year, but there is, for those that have been before or those that may come for the first time this year and then come in the next few years, there is a kind of structure to the show in a sense of every year we try and include a couple of big kind of West End all cast numbers, or it might be that the dancers perform an Irish number, or there'll be a section that really puts the orchestra front of stage. So the blend of styles, it really varies. You know, it's a really broad range. So, you know, we might have really big opera numbers, like in this year's show there's Ness and Dorma, to West End quality performances. This year again is there's a rendition from Oliver, you know, to beautiful renditions of White Christmas, which always is the finale of our show. And then the section in this year's show that the orchestra performed Gimme 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 from ABBA, whilst one of our speciality acts, who are jump rope skippers, who are amazing, and you know they're doing their act to Gimme Gimme Gimme. So it's a real kind of blend of different genres and musical arrangements that really suits all tastes as well. For example, there is over 80 pieces of music in the show alone, so there is really something for everyone to enjoy. And then with the dance as well, you know, they have to perform so many different routines, everything from Irish dancing to showgirl to country. You know, we really do blend and mix it up as well.
With so much taking place in the show, what's the biggest challenge of pulling it all together?
I think we're now 48 years in. So it's a well-oiled machine. It's a major thing to put on a show of this scale, particularly when the bare bones of it is the show is performed in an old farm shed. And it still is very much an old farm shed that needs to be maintained. And, you know, we have vintage fairground rides that need to be looked after. So the biggest challenge, I guess, is, you know, everything really, you know, from planning the show to hiring the additional staff to auditioning the very best talent that we can get to perform on the stage. For us, the biggest challenge is to keep investing in the show, to keep it fresh, to keep audiences coming back year after year. And, you know, or for those that maybe take a break for a year, for them to come back and go, oh my God, you know, this has completely changed since the last time I saw the performance. With the financial landscape that we all find ourselves in, for us, it's the biggest challenge is still investing and still producing that high quality that our audiences come to expect from Firstwood. And we want our audiences to know that when they hear the name Firstwood, they know that the quality is there, and they know that the money that they're investing, their hard-earned income, is going to a day out or an experience that they're going to love, and they know it's worthwhile. The biggest challenge is keeping up with the times. We are definitely doing that. So in the last few years, we've invested heavily, and now we have a West End quality sound system. We've upgraded our lighting. This year alone, we've spent the most we've ever spent on costumes. It's just about the reinvestment of our money and making sure that we keep producing the best show possible, really. And that's the challenge. The arts is subjective. So what we think is really good, someone else might not. So it's about, you know, trying to get that happy medium as well with that.
How do you think you've managed to find that happy medium for such a long time to keep the show so popular?
I think it's because it's a show that it really is a show that you need to see, it needs to be seen to be believed. From the minute that you step inside Firstwood, you are transported into a winter wonderland with the lights, that the entire site is head to toe Christmas lights, decorations, Christmas nostalgia. And I think we offer a theatre experience like no other. And it's the range as well, like we've spoke about, you know, the blend of styles in the show. If you're a really massive fan of of opera music. There's segments of the show that you'll really enjoy. If you're a fan of West End shows, like I said, mentioned this year, there's a piece from Oliver. Previous years, we've had Grease and Hairspray. Or if you're a fan of Irish dancing or river dance, you know, we've got that. Or if you just like the classic Christmas carols, we've got a massive segment of that. And as I mentioned, we end on White Christmas as well. There is something for everybody in our show, and it's multi-generational as well. So it's one of the loveliest things is when you speak to customers and you hear them say, well, I remember being brought as a child and now I'm bringing my children, or my grandparents used to bring me and now I'm treating my grandparents to the show in return. There are people out there that will come every year. They'll book the same seats on the same date. And it's lovely to see. I think it's, again, that the fact that we offer a high quality product that you can't get anywhere in this country particularly. And also it's in the middle of North Norfolk. It's something that we always kind of laugh about and say it's something that maybe shouldn't work, but it does work really well. It offers audiences the opportunity to escape for a few hours from the outside world, from everything that's going on. It allows them just to sit back, relax, and enjoy some top quality entertainment. It's no mean feat. You know, we still have over 110,000 people see the show every year. We have over 17 nationalities in the cast alone that want to come and perform in Norfolk. 250 seasonal staff that, again, want to come and work for us over the festive period. A further 40 to 50,000 that come and visit Father Christmas or take a walk on our Enchanted Journey of Light lantern trail. And again, I think it's because people know what they come to expect from Firstwood, and that's why it's important for us to keep investing there, to keep bringing people back.
Actually, just at the weekend, I was in Cromer and I met a group of ladies who'd come down on a coach trip specifically to see the show. So I think that really was quite good timing for me to be reminded of just how popular it is and how willing people are to travel quite a few hours to come and see it each year.
Yeah. And we, you know, we have up to 50 coaches a day that still come from all over the UK and from all overseas as well. And it's great when you see them tickets going out in the box office and you have a little look at the addresses, you know, and you see that they're coming as far as Scotland or overseas. Last year, we had people come from France and Texas and Australia. And it's just amazing that people make that trip to come and see us, particularly because they pass so many other theatres along the way. We're honoured that they choose to come to North Norfolk, not only see this beautiful county, but, you know, come and see our show when there's hundreds of other different productions out there that they could have chosen.
I'm conscious that we don't have too much more time together. We've spoken a bit about people that come back year after year, but for somebody who's not actually been to see the show before, would you have any tips for them on how they can make the most of their visit?
Yeah, my advice would be get here early and soak up all of the magic. So I know with, you know, some theatres, traditionally people might rock up 10 minutes before taking their seats, but there is so much more to see and do than just the Christmas Spectacular while you're here. We have our Fantasyland building, which is home to Santa's Magical Journey, where you can visit Father Christmas. But if you're a showgoer, you can still go and experience the Winter Wonderland walkthrough, which is decorated head to toe with fairy lights, Christmas trees, animatronic polar bears, elves, penguins, teddy bears. You know, it really transports you into a winter wonderland. You can then also do the Enchanted Journey of Light as well, where we have over 1,000 lanterns to see. Depending on whether you come to a matinee or evening performance, you can do it before or after the show. And that is magical in itself. It can get you really in the Christmas mood before you've even seen the show. And, you know, we have a great selection of catering options. We have a selection of retail shops where you can do a bit of Christmas shopping. So it's really about kind of soaking it all up. It's that form of escapism for a few hours. The show really takes you on a real festive journey. So my other advice would be to, you know, relax, applaud, cheer, and just enjoy every single second of it, because there is so much to see throughout the show and, like I said, outside of the show as well. So get there early, soak it all up, take every opportunity you can to walk around, to eat, to shop, and then to obviously watch the show.
Fantastic. It's brilliant advice. So amongst all of the different performances that you've talked about, is there one that you particularly enjoy?
Yeah. So, I mean, I always love the big company numbers where you can see the whole cast out on our stage and in the aisles and across the auditorium. So yes, this year that would have to be Um Papa from Oliver, the musical. and also the reenactment that we do of the 80th anniversary of the VE Day celebrations, which is I'll Be Home for Christmas, which is just great because of the colours and the singing and the dancing. But actually, two of my other favourites, if I had to top it with that, is this year, which is The Beginning, which blends Somewhere in My Memory by John Williams with There's No Business Like Show Business. And it just sums up the beauty of the show and what's to come, with the dancers on the stage in their showgirls outfits to the singers coming through the aisles. And then also the return of Riverdance, which is just fantastic this year.
Wonderful. Definitely something to look out for. And then finally, would you like to share a Christmas message for the patients? You don't have to, but if you would like to.
I mean, so the team at Firstwood would like to send all of the patients our love, prayers and well wishes, and hope that you'll be able to experience the magic of Firstwood either again or for the first time one day.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Ben. It was a really, really interesting conversation, and I feel much more festive now.
Thank you.